Welcome back to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Wednesday, November 18th. With me in studio this morning, Mary Schmidt. She's our donor care coordinator here at Worldwide KFUO. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Andy.
And Joni Harwell, our director of development here at KFUO. Good morning, Joni.
Good morning.
It's so nice to have you all in studio here with me in the morning. We should just do this regularly.
Okay,
come
sure.
Come on in, do His Time with me each morning. That's fun.
The only problem is that Mary and I have to get up a little bit earlier to come and do this.
Well, it's great to have you in studio, and it is a fun week here at KFUO. It is Rally Week. How fun is that?
It is very exciting, actually.
This is a new thing. I don't think we've not done this since I've been here, but I haven't been here that long.
Well, years ago, we did do a Rally Week, but we just decided that this would be a great time to reinstate it and encourage people who have not been day sponsors, or sometimes day sponsors who want to add another day, to become day sponsors this year to help with the ministry of KFUO.
I like how you say years ago. Joni, how long have you been with KFUO?
Oh my goodness, I've been here 27 and a half years.
And how long have we had day sponsors?
We have had day sponsors. Actually, a day sponsor asked me this recently, and I went back and looked at our information for over 20 years.
Really?
Yes, we have.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Over 20 years. Now, yeah. Mary, what were you doing 20 years ago?
20 years ago?
All right, stop.
Mary, what do you enjoy about talking with our day sponsors, or those who call you to find out more about day sponsors?
I actually enjoy talking with them. I get to hear all their stories about how they heard about KFUO, or maybe their grandparents played it all the time when they were young, and so they continued to listen, or how they were overseas. Some people had called in and wanted to do a day in honor of their wedding anniversary, and they had both served in the, I believe it was the Air Force.
I think it was.
And wow. They had met in the Air Force, and they got married in the Air Force, and they had their Air Force chaplain marry them. And so I got to hear this entire story. It was actually very interesting. So I love talking with day sponsors because you get to hear a little bit about them. Each person has a different story, and it's so interesting, and it's so unique.
Well, thanks for sharing. I love hearing those stories of families or couples or even or individuals as well, and hearing how KFUO tells the good news daily and how that shapes their life, how that affects their life. To hear about that couple in the Air Force and the blessings that they've had as a married couple. To hear how, as you mentioned, some would say that maybe their grandparents listened to it, had KFUO on, KFUO on all the time. And so now, one or two generations later, they're listening to KFUO as well, because it was a healthy family tradition. It was something that was spiritually healthy for them as a family to hear God's word on a regular basis, and they continue it today. So that's great to hear stories like that. So how do we find out about becoming a day sponsor? What do you do to become a day sponsor?
Well, a day sponsorship is $480. And you can pick whatever day we'd like, so long as it's available on our calendar, and we'll check. And you can find out more, actually, by contacting either myself, Mary Schmidt, or Joni Harwell. And you can contact me at either gifts@kfuo.org, gifts@kfuo.org, or you can call me directly at 314-996-1518. Or you can call Joni at 314-996-1512.
And the reason we give both numbers is sometimes Mary and I are away from our desk, and if you can't get one, hopefully you can get the other one. Sometimes we're in meetings together, but you know, we're trying to give you options so you can get a hold of us easily.
Certainly, and you both have voicemail. The email is an option as well. If you're talking with another day sponsor on the phone and not available at the moment, certainly can leave a message, I'm sure, and I know you all get back to them as well. So $480 to be a day sponsor, like you said, that could all be paid at one time, or you could do it on a monthly thing. You could give monthly and spread it out over the year, and that makes it a little bit easier for some of us as well.
A lot of people do that at $40 a month for 12 months. A lot of people pay by check or by credit card. Some people like to do automatic deductions. It's really whatever is most convenient for our day sponsors, whatever they would like to do. We're very able to adapt.
With the technology we have today as well. I mean, folks, you know, I'm sure in the past mailed in checks, but with all the electronic stuff we have now, that, like you said, you can use a credit card to do that or do it automatically, and that's pretty convenient as well. What are some of the stories that people have shared with you that they have the joys or the benefits that, that they found in being a day sponsor? We've heard some of the reasons of why they like to be, you know, why they choose to be a day sponsor. Has anybody shared with you, either of you, a story of, you know, they were a day sponsor and after becoming a day sponsor, they realized how much they enjoyed it or how much they appreciated it?
Well, I actually had someone tell me at our day sponsor luncheon, which we held a couple of weeks ago, that when she and her husband were day sponsors, she was just really surprised, happily surprised, at how many people at church thanked her mm-hmm. for being a day sponsor, for supporting KFUO so that the gospel message could go out. So it was just an unusual thing where she did not expect it. I think she expected, you know, I think it was in honor of their anniversary, and of course they got anniversary wishes as well, but the fact that they actually thanked her for being a day sponsor, I thought that was kind of neat. And you know, we have a good friend, we were out to lunch with him yesterday, our friend Joe, and he has been a day sponsor in the past, for a number of years. And just yesterday he said, you know, I think I would really like to sponsor another day in honor of my parents for my baptism. And I thought, isn't that wonderful? And we've heard that before, other people who have wanted to thank their parents for their baptism or their Christian education or the way their parents had brought them to church regularly. I mean, there are all kinds of reasons why people can become day sponsors and the thankfulness that they receive for that.
Mm-hmm. Giving thanks to God for godly parents is certainly an important thing, certainly this time of year as well, as we give thanks to God for the many blessings he's given us.
And what better way to honor them
sure.
than by helping others learn about the Savior that they heard mm-hmm. about because their parents did take them to church, because their parents did pray with them and teach them. And so, you know, we always say there are so many opportunities, you know, if it's a birthday, an anniversary, a baptism, confirmation, graduation. We've had high schools, a high school might want to sponsor a day. We've had day schools want to. We just had a Sunday school send us a donation. They're going to sponsor a day. So any kind of group or organization mm-hmm. can sponsor it, always remembering that what you're doing is doing helping share the good news of Jesus Christ throughout the world. And what better way to spend your money or to give a gift?
Absolutely. How many opportunities are there for day sponsors?
Oh, there's quite a few. We have a lot of days open. Now, we have a lot are taken, but
sure.
we have a lot of days that are still filled. Our ultimate goal is to get a day sponsor on every day.
365 days, and some years 366.
There you go. Next year. Next year, I think somebody should call in and take that leap year day, you know?
What is that? February
29th.
Mm-hmm. February 29th. So plenty of opportunities still. There are quite a few days. So if you call in and the day that you want, it's a good idea to have maybe a couple of dates in mind when you call in, because mm-hmm. that date might already be taken by another day sponsor. But that doesn't mean that there aren't other dates that might be valuable. Or you could give thanks to God on any day of the year for the blessings that God has provided you in your Christian education, baptism, those types of things. So we can find out the email address, gifts@kfuo.org, the phone numbers, 314-996-1512 for Joni, 314-996-1518 for Mary. Rally Week, what else do we need to know about becoming a day sponsor? Anything else we need to know?
Well, as we said, you're supporting the ministry of KFUO, but remember, you know, worldwide KFUO reaches exactly where it says, around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we like to say sometimes we're the invisible missionary because people can hear us. We go places where missionaries sometimes can't go, and you're able to help reach those people. You know, we watch TV every night. We see all the things that are happening throughout the world, and you say, what can I do? this is what you can do. Mm-hmm. You can help share the good news with people around the world through KFUO. And that is so important. I mean, it's that opportunity for us to make an impact on what's happening around the world. And we can do it through the good news, which is the only way that we will see peace.
Mm. The peace that's found in Christ Jesus.
Correct.
How much of a difference does just one day sponsor make in terms of, have you ever given that thought? How much of a difference does one day sponsor make in telling the good news of Jesus?
Well, I think you just have to remember each one put together, it's like a puzzle. Mm-hmm. And we like to say here, we're partners. We're partnering with our day sponsors. It's not, okay, you're giving us money so we can do our work here at the station so the gospel can go out. Yes, that is what's happening. But you're partnering with us. Each one of us are part of the puzzle. Each gift that we receive, and not just day sponsors, every gift that's given to KFUO, it's part of the puzzle in sharing that good news. There are many people who have gone before us. God willing, there will be many people who will go after us in helping to share that good news. And so we're all working together to do it.
Mm-hmm. And it's so nice to hear from those who are partners with us. As you mentioned at the day sponsor luncheon we had just not too long ago in the last 2 weeks, it was fun to meet so many of them face to face. Mary, was this for you a chance to meet some of them first time face to face? I know you talked to a lot of our day sponsors on the phone. Was it nice to actually see some of them face to face?
Yes, actually, as I was meeting them, you know, you can't visualize their face, but then you meet them, but you do know their voice. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes it must be the same for them when they hear our voice on the radio, but they don't see our face, and then suddenly they met us. So it was interesting to...
I got that several times that day. I had several times that guests or partners said, "Oh, you're Andy Bates. I listen to you every day. You're not what I pictured at all." It's like, I know you had a much more handsome picture in mind, right?
But that is fun to meet the people.
Absolutely.
I mean, I just think that's such a neat thing. And there's just such a closeness when we come together because we are all working toward the same goal. I just think it's a wonderful opportunity to be part of a big organization that, as we keep saying, tells the world about Jesus.
For me, it was very helpful to meet our listeners, our partners face to face, to be able to put a name with a face. But also for me to, as I sit down in the studio every morning, to think about who's listening. Because it's very easy to come in and sit down in a studio with a microphone and a bunch of screens staring at me. And when you see all these screens, it's, you know, to get caught up in the technical things and forget that our friends, our brothers and sisters in Christ are on the other end and listening. Sometimes we hear from them. They might call in or might send us an email once in a while, and it's great to hear from them. But we don't always hear from them every minute of the broadcast. So it was nice to have that reminder of who's out there listening.
Yeah, that's really true, because I know even when I go to church and people will say, "Oh, I heard your promo on KFUO," or "I heard you talk," or Mary and I both go to Christ Memorial, they'll say it to us. And it's fun to know that all these people are out there listening, not only giving, but praying for KFUO as well.
And we value that so much. Well, it is, our time is wrapping up here. Let's, Mary, we'll share the phone numbers again for our listeners.
Okay. You can contact me, Mary Schmidt, at 314-996-1518. Or you can contact Joni Harwell at 314-996-1512.
And the email address, gifts@kfuo.org. Thank you, Joni. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, Mary, for being our guest this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading right after AP Radio News and the weather. You're listening to His Time.